Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I stand today in opposition of the vetoes. I've heard from my district, thousands of people have contacted my office, individuals, organizations, communities, and villages. And I stand here today to tell them that I'm going to represent them and I'm going to vote for their interests and vote to override them. And I will be here to assure them that their vote is being counted today. I represent the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I represent the Bristol Bay region. I represent the Alaska Peninsula. I represent the Aleutian Islands, and I represent the Pribilofs. I represent a region that spans approximately 1,000 miles, and I'll tell you today that their voice will be heard today. The vetoes that this governor has represented in his goal to try to streamline government are ill-advised. We have made over $1 million, $100 billion in reductions already, and we continue to do so. But the pace that this governor is trying to accomplish his reductions are unfathomable to me and to the constituents that I represent, and it should be unfathomable to the rest of the state. And I think that that is an accurate statement. We've seen rallies across the state of Alaska, from Fairbanks, from Nome, to Anchorage. Yesterday we were here in Juneau, and in front of this Capitol, there were thousands of people saying, don't listen to the governor, listen to the people that you represent. They are the ones that put you in office, and you alone must decide what is best for your people that voted you in and for your state. And that is why I stand here today ready to vote for the people that sent me down here to vote on their behalf, to represent them for the services from education, public safety, power cost equalization, from the fish and game budget to public broadcasting. After this, if this veto were to be implemented, I don't know how many members, citizens that I represent, are going to get the message of what's happening in Juneau without public broadcasting, public radio. That one small, insignificant amount in the spectrum of the budget cuts is one that I feel that makes complete nonsense to keep people ill-informed on what's happening in the state of Alaska. Why should we say that we are going to be open and transparent and have the people, many people of Alaska, not be able to hear that voice, not to be able to hear that debate? This makes no sense. And I want to emphasize again that the people from my district, Senate District S, have sent me down here to represent them and represent their interests. And I will be voting no on a nonsense veto budget. All the items that are there collectively don't make sense. We've been streamlining government over the course of the last 6 to 8 years, and I think that we will continue to do so. But by using a chainsaw approach to try to address what is needed, and we couldn't even get a response from commissioners on what impacts many of these budget cuts will make. And until they do their homework and make their recommendations that make sense to me, I will not be supporting any reductions that this governor has presented to the people of Alaska. The people of Alaska are standing in uproar across the state like I've never seen it before. And their voices, along with the voices of Senate District S, need to be heard by the people And that is why I stand here to represent their vote. And I appreciate them sending me down here to do the people's work, not the governor's work.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman.